Tonight's testimony from Justin's Place is a brother in the Lord named Jose Castillo, and he's from Peru, so bienvenida. He became a Christian here in the States in Sarasota. He's from Sarasota, and he's going to tell us how God has had mercy on him.
How you doing, everybody? I don't feel good today. This is the first time I'm going to do my testimony. So I'm going to start, you know, with my a little bit with my life in my country before I came to this country. I was born in Lima, Peru, and I lived with my mom all my life. I know my dad when I was 8. He was a good person. The only problem he don't have a time for me when I was young, so I miss him all the time. The time I came to this country, you know, I came to this country before and decided to live here like 2 times before. And I know this country, you know, and I like this country. That's the reason I decided to came in 2004. Before I came to this country, I never do my life, you know, I never like my life about drugs or something like that. I was a good life before. And I start to this country and I get married in 2005. So I'm start to do drugs when I get 40. I'm 48 now. It's a little different, you know, because I didn't do drugs before 40, so a little bit old to start to do that, you know. But it's wrong, I know, but I did. And when I was married, I get married for maybe 5 years, very good time, married with my daughter too. I was happy. But the time to the problems coming to my life, you know, the tribulation in my life came. I don't know what's going on. We start to fight each other. We never understand each other. So one of these time I decided to go out and hang out like a single guy. And I decided to, you know, to try some drugs. And that's the time to, you know, to mark my life, you know, because I was a good guy before, but when I start to do drugs, I'm changed my life completely. But not at the, you know, not at the one time. It was like this, you know. I go down, you know. So my wife decided to leave me on 2010. And then when she lead me, I'm start to do a little bit more drugs, you know, a little bit more all the time. I'm start like one day a month, then one day a week, and then every day, and then every time. So my addiction become very strong in 2014. I can't control myself, you know. I'm lying all the time. I have a different relationship with and different girls. Different times, I'm lie, you know. I drink alcohol too. Sometimes I'm working, and sometimes I'm not working, so I don't have any responsibility for me. And then I live in Sarasota for maybe 8 years, and then I decide to change, to go a different town because I have too much trouble in there. So I can't continue to live in the same town because everybody call me, everybody know me, and then I have problems from different people. So I came to Naples in 2017, almost 2018. And when I came to this country, I'm trying to save my life. I'm gonna try to change. I wanna do something for me now. But I did wrong because I came to this town with another guy who do drugs too, so I'm start to do drugs in this town too. It's very bad because I'm start to do a little bit more strong. And I'm trying to go to Justin Place for the first time on 2017, maybe May 2017, to do the program, a different program than the big house, St. Matthew's house. I'm trying to do that program for maybe 3 times, but I can't, because the program is different, you know, is to go, to live in the big house, and then you can go work in different places and coming back to sleep. But as soon as I get money, as soon as I get to go to different life, you know, so I can control my addiction. And somebody told me, you know, if you continue like that, maybe you want to die, or maybe you want to lose the only thing you have now, your car. But I don't listen. Even if I have overdosed one time in Sarasota, because I went to the hospital too. I don't know what's going on with me at the time. I'm trying to do very well, but I don't know. I can't. The evil call me all the time to do wrong, to destroy my life. And that happened. You continue with your life, you know, doing wrong all the time. You destroy yourself. You don't destroy another guy. You destroy yourself. So I'm start destroying myself. And one time the police stopped me, and they towed in my car because they told me you have a warrant in Sarasota, so you can continue driving. So I didn't have any money at this time, you know. And so they towed in my car, and I thinking about me, you know, what's going on. I don't have money to pay my rent. I don't have money to eat. I don't have money to pay the towing for my car. So if I continue in the place I live, they're going to kick me out, you know, and I'm going to start to be homeless again, because I was homeless in Sarasota too. So at the time I'm thinking what I'm doing with my life. I want to say something before. My family came visit me in 2014. In 2014, I have in my home, so my family coming to me and visit me and see me because my ex-wife talking to my family about my addiction. But they don't believe them because they saw me very good before. You know, I didn't do drugs. I didn't know smoking cigarettes and anything. But when they coming, my mom coming, my sister, I don't listen to them. My mom came and told me, hey, Jose, you have to pray, you know, because I can do nothing for you now. You are, a grown man now. So if you, the only thing you can do is pray, because you don't do good now, and I can do nothing for you, you know. So everything happened now. I lost my home and everything. So I was in Naples. I was here in Naples, and I thinking about my mom too. You know what I'm doing with my life. Every mom wants to see, you know, her son, you know, growing good, you know, healthy and, you know, prosper. But I didn't. So I'm praying about God, what I'm doing with my life at this time, and then. And decide to go just in place and knock the door and say, then, hey, I need help. I can do this for myself. My addiction is very bad, and I'm already lose everything. So I need help, please. And they help me. They open the doors for me and start to help me, you know. They told me, okay, I'm trying to say the different about resignation and surrender. I was resignation for my life in 2010. I say, I like to do drugs. I like this life. I'm going to live like that. I can support my life. But, my resignation was very strong. But I became surrender in 2018 when I knocked the doors, you know. And And then I started a program with them. This program is very strong about faith, about God, about how you can resolve your life, how you can fight for your life. But you can fight alone. You always need, you know, God in your life. You always need a different power if you want to be safe, if you want to be stronger. So I'm a star, you know, to listen a different testimonies, like my testimony today. And I'm trying to believe, you know, I can change. I can live without drugs. I don't want to lie anymore because the lie is coming from the evil. I don't want to be angry anymore because anger is coming for evil too. And I do the program. And I came here come back to Naples this month. So I went to La Belle, and then definitely I know about God a little bit more, because it's not finished. You have to continue read Bible. You have to continue, you know, and don't leave, because if I leave that, maybe I'm gonna go down again. So God give me support for that. God give me strong for that. And now I'm gonna start a new life here. Now I came here to change everything in myself, everything about my life. Because during my addiction, I do wrong with some people too, you know. I lie too much. I didn't visit my daughter. I forgot my daughter. My daughter is 12 years old now. So I don't get responsibility for her. I just leave. And then it's not good for me. It's something I have to change. I want to read something. Because every person, no, every addicted too, you know, it's every person has problems in his life. And sometimes we do something different. We do something like, I don't want to be problems, I want to do myself. But if you don't remember you're Christian, you believe in God, and then you don't pray for that, maybe you're going to lose something, you know. Every time we get angry for something, because the problem is coming all the time in our life. So my problem came by addiction, you know. So I know I'm addicted now, but so it say that is. So to keep me from become conscious about because of the surprising. This is if you wanna follow me, this is 2 Corinthians 12. In 2 Corinthians 12, I'm going to start in verse 7. This verse helped me a lot when I feel like weak, when I feel like I'm thinking wrong, because my mind is, I'm thinking a lot of things about, you know, because my life is 8 years in addiction is very bad, so it's contamination in my mind. The only thing to clean my mind is to pray. And I read this. So to keep me from become conscious because of the surprising greatness of the revelation, a thorn was given me in the flesh, a messenger of Satan to harass me, to keep me from becoming conscious. 3 times I played with the Lord about this, that it should me live. But he said to me, my grace is sufficient for me, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weakness, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me. For the sake of Christ, then, I am content with weakness, insults, hardship, persecutions, and calamities. For then I'm weak, then I'm strong. So what I'm trying to tell you is, every time you feel weak, you pray and you believe in God, and then He's going to change your life for sure. Thank you.